And across Latin America, which is home to 40% of the world's 1.2 billion Catholics, people reacted with delight and surprise. From Buenos Aires, Ed Stocker sent this report.
As the news of a new pope was announced across Argentina, the reaction was one of surprise. Most had not expected a Latin American, let alone someone from Argentina. Hundreds of people gathered outside the cathedral in Buenos Aires' main square to celebrate. Some cried, some laughed, all chanted and sang, from repeating Pope Francis's name to reciting the national anthem. Some flew the yellow and white papal colours, but there were more sky blue and white national flags on display. 21-year-old Brian Berevosky, a Buenos Aires resident, wanted to come down to the church and celebrate with his compatriots.
I think it's a historical day for Argentina, having a pope selected for the first time outside of Europe. We're a very small country, and to have the whole world speaking about Argentina, I think it's a pretty historical moment. So we had to come to see what was happening, see the people very happy for once in a while. It's a pretty good news.
Bergoglio, until the Vatican's announcement, was archbishop in the capital. Known for his lack of material wealth and his concern for the poor people, he made a name for himself visiting poor slum areas and riding to work by public transport. With Latin America and Africa remaining Catholicism's two major growth areas, many Argentinians felt it time someone from the continent was in the Vatican, a sign too that the church may want to change. The only controversy, an old black and white photo of Bergoglio giving communion to then de facto leader Jorge Rafael Videla during the 1970s dictatorship. Ed Stocker, RFI, Buenos Aires.